A lovely horse is pictured on the front pages of the Irish Examiner and Irish Independent. It's in Kylemore Abbey in County Galway with its mother in the Independent and in Orison Uachtaráin in the Examiner. Or horse on Uachtaráin, as the caption to Tony Maxwell's photograph puts it. The horse is Avergeen, six-week-old foal of the Connemara mare Snowy, and both have arrived at the Oras, where they will spend the summer as part of a programme to enhance biodiversity at the estate. Ray Ryan's picture in the Independent shows sisters Carol O'Connell and Jean Bott saying goodbye to the ponies at Kylemore. In the Independent's lead story, it's reported that the pandemic unemployment payment, PUP, is to be phased out in three stages from September, though business supports are to be extended until later in the year. Philip Ryan writes that the first cut in the payment will be €50 off the top three rates. On the other hand, the Examiner reports that a €1 billion recovery plan is to be unveiled by the government today in an effort to get hundreds of thousands of people back to work. The Irish Times trebles that and says that up to €3.5 billion in additional spending on COVID supports and economic stimulus will be announced today as the government seeks to jumpstart a post-pandemic economic recovery. The Irish Daily Star leads with the trial of seven people accused of sexually abusing three children, which opened at the Central Criminal Court yesterday. The Irish Daily Mirror reports that it has emerged that sports fans will have to wear face masks at all times during games at outdoor stadiums. The Minister of State responsible, Jack Chambers, confirmed that the details will be set out in a code of conduct soon to be published, the paper says. The Irish Daily Mail leads with a report that property demand after the pandemic is expected to increase house prices further in an already tight market. As for the controversial public gatherings in Dublin and other cities at the weekend, the Green Party MEP Ciarán Cuff, in a letter to the Times, says it seems wrong that An Garda Síochána is proposing further closures of public spaces in Dublin due to crowds. He recommends the situation in Brussels, where the city has provided more public seating, public spaces and drinking fountains in recent years. Some 29 urinals and 14 toilets are currently available, he writes. They have also rolled out temporary public toilets in black spots.